A note or two on my mother tongue, including Up Yours and Blow It Out by Old Uncle Crow. The correct form in rural Eagle Lake, Minnesota in the 1950s among male members of the so-called Greatest Generation for Up Yours was, and I quote, Up Your Hole. There is none of the subjunctive about it. It is not on all fours with other declarations of wish, such as Long Live or God Save the Queen. The intent is imprecatory, not exhortatory, the application expletive, and the mood precisely imperative. On car trips into Mankato, Minnesota, as a small boy from the summer of 1956 onward, I heard on different occasions both our late maternal Uncle Emmett Jacobson and his cousin Leland Jacobson, an ETO artillery veteran, blare, Up Your Hole! The occasion was one example or the other of idiotic driving by the comparatively languid, decadent, and unalert, artless Hangtown Mankato City motorists of the day. The first time I used this expression in Minneapolis, in the hearing of our parents and from the back seat of our father's Oldsmobile Rocket 88 motor car, was in the fall of 1956 when I was just starting second grade in the Minnehaha Elementary School. Someone way up there in the big city did something idiotic with their car in the most approved Mankato, Minnesota manner. Our father growled, syphilitic Christ, in a way he had of expressing iration, and I joined in the general execration, quoting Uncle Emmett. Naturally, I was disappointed when my parents took anger at my display of alternative forms of exclamation. I was menaced with a washing out of my mouth with soap on arrival home, and early to bed and no supper. The lot. By the time we arrived, however, our parents were both laughing so hard at memories of various World War II catchphrases and smutty remarks that we quite tacitly all around agreed to forget about it. Only our pop was anxious that I shouldn't accidentally say this in the schoolroom, and so bring down disapprobation on your mother's side of the family, son. Get stuffed, he told me, would probably elude the punitive comprehension of teachers. You asshole, our mother scolded him. Now you should know that blow it out your ass, the full form of the polite circumlocution blow it out, follows all of the same rules as the foregoing discussion of the construction up your hole. The same distinctions apply also to the variant form blow it out of your ass, only accepting the necessary caveat that the latter is the intensive form. The only real distinction is that both forms are case-specific in the way up yours and so forth is not. By this, I am not referring to matters of grammar. Rather, what I am telling you is that in the 1950s in rural Eagle Lake, Minnesota, among male members of the so-called Greatest Generation, on shopping and business trips to Mankato, Minnesota, the phrase was used only antiphonally, and specifically in response to untimely instances of horn blowing in town by other motorists or brain assholes. On car trips into Mankato, Minnesota, as a small boy from the summer of 1957 onward, I heard on different occasions both our late maternal Uncle Emmett Jacobson and his cousin Leland Jacobson, an ETO artillery veteran, blare, blow it out your ass! The occasion was one example or the other of idiotic horn play by the comparatively languid, decadent, and unalert, artless Hangtown Mankato City motorists of the day. The first time I heard the variant used by our Uncle Emmett Jacobson, blow it out of your ass, was when he was startled by a sudden police siren as a Mankato patrolman pulled us over on a trumped-up charge of passing on the shoulder on our way up the Madison Avenue hill. It was trumped up, too, because our uncle's attorney, Norman Nitzkowski, brought it out skillfully in court that the policeman had stopped us just as our uncle started to pass, the pain in the ass, old son of a bitch, in front of us. Only he never completed the pass. The charge was nuncupatory and bogus, therefore. And Uncle Emmett laughed as he told me the story. The judge was so goddamn mad at the cop for wasting the court's time that he said, and don't come back in here, you brain asshole, until you've actually maybe solved the goddamn crime for once first. Jesus Christ! I did not incur any parental ire in this matter, as by the time I'd first noticed the usage was in the summer of 1957, a full year after, at some hazard to myself, I'd incorporated the usage up your hole into my prior idiolect, and I was by now learning discretion. However, the schoolyard of Minneapolis's Minnehaha Elementary School at 40th Avenue South and East 52nd Street was becoming something of a transplantation hotbed for me of the invective of the male members of the Eagle Lake, Minnesota, so-called Greatest Generation. The only non-male exception I know of being Ma Ewart of rural Leray Town, north of Eagle Lake, who used all of these terms too, and others besides, and wore gloves, and heaved sacks of feed around like any other farmer.